This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone. This is JPC. If you are hearing this message, then it worked. I have managed to get this message to KJ, our audio engineer, and they have managed to put it in our episode. If you can hear this, please, I need your help. I am trapped inside the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon. I don't know how it happened. I was on the Patreon page. I was configuring some options. I think I opened some sort of vortex or wormhole, and I have been sucked inside. Adel and Aaron are not here. It's so great to have peace and quiet, but I'm scared and I miss them so much. You can help get me out. Just go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. I don't know where I am in the page, but if you join the Clue Crew for $5 a month, you can unlock all of our bonus episodes. Our first live episode is already live and posted there. I may be in the live episode. So please go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, click the link, sign up, try your best to get me out. I'm so scared. There's lots of Riddy Kitties and Kids Riddle in here, and oh, please, please help. Oh no, they're coming for me. Oh, please hurry.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Riddy or not, here we come. It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
I'm not ready.
I'm not calm.
I'm Adel Rifai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. I didn't take a big enough breath. I'm Aaron Keefe.
You didn't take a big enough breath.
I'm JPC, and the P stands for P, and the C stands for come.
Oh, no. Aaron, how often in life do you not take a big enough breath?
Almost always.
And you're a trained singer, correct?
Yes.
And you're always running up and down stairs?
Yeah. And going, what's that thing where you dive under the sea?
Doing the worm.
You dive under a sea?
The bends.
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving. Yeah.
Do you know what scuba stands for?
Yes.
No.
Secret control.
Uber.
I like secret control. Uber.
What does scuba stand for?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, mm-hmm. I believe.
What don't you know?
Do you guys know what NASA stands for?
NASA stands for
No. Airplanes.
Right. Space.
Space.
All right. What if it did? What if it stood for no airplane space? All right.
I want that t-shirt.
I want a space shuttle with Matthew McConaughey in the window, and it says space. All right.
I want no airplanes, space, ? All right.
What's that called when it's is that an initialism? When each letter of, no.
Initialism?
What's it called, like scuba, like the word scuba, that's a...
Word.
Oh, I couldn't think of word.
Acronym.
Is it an acronym?
It's an acrobat.
There's acronyms and then there's like the acrostics.
Or an acrostic maybe. Yeah. You know, acrobat is an acrostic.
For what?
All right. Gary.
All of these have all right in them. Do we not know any other A words?
That's the only one I know.
What show is this?
We've already said the name of the show.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
I did the thing about me and being P and cum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Still?
Should we do another intro?
Yeah,
no, should we do another show?
Let's do one more for a different show.
Oh, let's do Reply All.
Okay, cool.
So
let's do an intro for a more popular podcast. Yeah. If they want to use it, let them use it.
Let's do Reply Some.
This is The Daily. I'm Michael Bababo.
Michael Bababo? Aaron, what's your favorite podcast?
Is it? Am I supposed to say Hey Riddle Riddle? Because that was not my first instinct.
What's your favorite podcast?
Not Hey Riddle Riddle. I can't listen to it because I find myself to be shrill. I'm kidding. God. Don't ever
Listeners,
call a woman that.
I have to. No, hold on. I have to step in. What you just heard was JPC using a voice modulator.
Okay.
Yes, guilty as charged. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for you kids and your dog,
and
Aaron
shrill.
Your shrill dog.
I like a lot of podcasts. I love My Favorite Murder, but sometimes I have to stop listening to that because I get spooked. And then I love this podcast called We Knows Parenting, and it's just two parents talking about their kids. It's very warm and gentle for my ears. JPC, what's your favorite podcast?
This is not like a plug because everybody already knows about this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, you know about the concept of podcasts. But I just listened to the third season of Serial, which came out not too long ago. Probably at this point, it came out a long time ago. But it was great. I mean, it was horribly depressing and very sad. But it's about the criminal justice system, like the court system, a year in Cleveland or Columbus or one of those Ohio cities that starts with a C. There's like 15 of them, including Akron.
Cacron.
But it was great. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Adel, what about you? And don't say Hello from the Magic Tavern.
I don't.
And don't say Siblings Bacalia or whatever.
Bacalia.
Bacalaflower.
I mean, anything the McElroys do. Lore, Welcome to Night Vale.
And just three or four more.
Yeah.
Aaron,
Pop Culture, Six or Seven. Hour is a fave. I listen to too many podcasts.
Is there anyone on a podcast where you feel like they're so familiar to you? Like you feel like you know them? I feel like there's some people who I'd freak out if.
Yeah, JPC always thinks he knows me.
I listen to Adel on podcasts. I'm like, I feel like I know that guy.
I get a lot of. So like if we do like a Magic Tavern live show and we do like a meet and greet afterwards, which mm-hmm. we typically do, there will be a certain percentage of people who come up and they're all wonderfully nice, but there's a certain percentage of people who feel like they know us because they listen to us. So they will come up and just be like, hey, Adel, Matt, and Arnie, but they won't never introduce themselves. So we all take a moment where we're like, do we know this guy or like what's the deal? Or they'll come up and like go up to Arnie and be like, hey, you tall fuckhead, or and we're like, whoa, 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 and they're like, no, like the podcast, and we're like, yeah, but you don't get to do that.
Yeah,
so there's always like a weird over familiarity.
I give anyone permission to call JPC a tall fuckhead.
Yeah, I'm 5'11, so good luck, motherfucker.
But you're always on stilts,
and I'm always on stilts.
I just feel like I'd freak out. There's something about podcasts, especially where I feel like I'd freak out the people who I've listened to because I'd meet them and I'd immediately feel like I know them.
If fans of this show ever approach you on the street, Aaron, what do you want them
to do?
If they exist, what do you want them to do if they see you?
I want them
to. There should be like a code word, right?
Yeah. Ooh, what code word?
Or like they give like a bird call or something?
Yeah. Caw-caw!
No, you don't want people cawing at you. You got to be very, very careful here, Aaron, because this could haunt you for the rest
of
your life.
First of all, I want them to bow.
Boy, oh boy.
What if it's in the middle of the street?
I want them to bow.
Supplicate yourself.
No, you can say watermelon because that's the fruit that JPC and Adel don't know.
Yeah. They can say Jupiter to you.
Jupiter?
Yeah.
They can say, hi, Aaron.
Eat a scorpion
Aaron.
And drink a pen.
Yeah, they bring up cool paper. Stuff. They just go, hi, Aaron. I know you. You don't know me. And then I'll give you a hug and we'll talk for as long as you want. I'll buy some ice cream.
I would never say that I would hug someone. Of course, if people meet me and they're a big fan of my work, I will take your sibling on a date. I will pay for 25% of the date. But that is the extent that I will. The campaign podcast has been going on for like 5 years, and there is a guy out there who has a, I would say, not insignificant portion of my skin. And he is crafting a duplicate of me.
What's a not significant portion
not
of your
insignificant,
skin?
Not insignificant portion of my skin. I would say he has 40-50% of the skin that I've left behind. And he's creating a golem to serve him.
And his name is Adel? What's his name? Is his name
no,
Adel?
No, golems are Jewish, and I am not
yeah,
Jewish.
Historically non-Jewish. Yeah. Canonically non-Jewish.
Also, Gollum is Jewish.
Wow.
Do you ever see that kind of Lord of the Rings?
Andy Serkis is Jewish.
They made Gollum Jewish.
Oh, God.
It got really dicey with like the jewelry.
And let's just hear a little bit of that, Adel. Let's hear a little bit of what
God,
you
no,
think.
No,
no,
no.
No, we will not. We will not be hearing that. But if we did, it would go a little something like this. Adel, take it away.
If I, and this is a sincere question, if I How much would you two invest if I created a company called Hava Tequila? It's a tequila company. It's catering towards Jewish drinkers, and it's called Hava Tequila.
If
I need a number,
all the money was going to Jewish people and not you.
Why would that be?
Whoa, Aaron, do you think all the money is going to Jewish people?
You think all money should go to Jewish people?
Dead.
Yeah, cut me out of this episode.
Not a good look for you, sweetie.
Oh, my God. Sweetie is the funniest thing to be called. Oh, my boyfriend and I have been trying out nicknames for each other. Yeah, we'll see if I still have one when this comes out. Who knows? But and we tried Sweetie as a joke and we hated it. But I've been calling him my king as a joke because so gross. But now it's sort of sticking.
Oh, because
I started calling him honey as a joke and now I just say it. But now I think I'm gonna continue with.
Oh, yeah,
is my king cold? Are you cold, my king?
Baby's also a slippery like trap because it's like easy to use, but you could say it like once as a joke and it's like, that feels fine. It's like,
oh no.
I call JPC King Ralph every once in a while.
Who's Old Man Puzzles?
He's a good man. I'm Old Man Puzzles. And I guess we'll do some puzzles.
Yeah. And we'll also have several more anti-Semitic traps laced into this episode.
My nightmare.
For Aaron to get caught in.
Can you say that line again, but say it as Admiral Akbar?
It's an anti-Semitic trap!
Oh, I need to... Oh,
no,
I wish,
we don't. No, yeah. The world does not need that.
No, I need that. Hey, Clue Crew.
What's up?
What do you throw out to use and take back in when you're done?
Bath water.
Throw out to use.
The baby.
A sneeze. No.
What do you throw out to use and take back in when you're done?
Baseball.
Trash can.
Baseball.
It's not baseball.
Trash.
Why not? What trash?
I don't know. I don't like riddles.
What do you throw out to use? What do you throw out to use? Fishing hook.
What
fishing
do you
line,
throw out to
line.
Use
fish,
and
fish,
take
fish.
Back in when
fishing
you're
line,
done?
Fishing line.
Fishing
I mean,
line. Fishing hook line.
Fishing line.
I mean, you're
fishing
correct.
Yes.
That's not the one that
then
was
stop.
Written down.
I'm right.
Fishing line. Fishing hook. Fishing line.
It is fishing.
Net.
You throw it out to use and take it back when you're done?
What do you throw out to use and take back in when you're done? I want to see a quick scene. The two of you are salty fishy men.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on a boat. You haven't caught fish for a while. And you start talking about baseball.
Carl, how's that side of the boat?
It's dry. It's all dry. I mean, literally, there's water here, but no fish.
Same on this side of the boat.
Eddie, what are we doing out here?
I don't know. You know what I wish I was doing?
Visiting your wife's grave?
Oh.
It's her birthday,
why?
After all.
How are you...
Oh. Eddie. It's been 30 years.
I was just trying to distract myself, and you brought it up like it was nothing.
I didn't know. Look, why don't I turn this boat around? We'll go back to shore where your wife's grave is, and we'll visit. You'll say a few nice words. I'll say a few nice words.
Why would you say a few nice words? She's my wife.
She was your wife.
She wasn't
Stop
your...
Stop real quick. Aaron, what is she?
She was my wife.
She was my wife, too.
She wasn't what?
That's right. We were married before you even met. And we were divorced. And when I saw her with you, Eddie, my old pal, I thought, let him have a shot at happiness. I never told you. Until now.
You lied to me. She lied to me.
Technically, it was a lie of omission.
That's the worst kind of lie, because you don't feel guilty for that kind of lie when you ought to.
I feel guilty now, Eddie. Tell me what you want me to do.
Kiss
I'll do
me.
It. What?
What? What'd you say? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, it's happening. I talked through that kiss.
See.
A classic mistake. Talking through
You know when you talk through a kiss?
Oh, yeah, I talked through that kiss.
Hey,
oh,
do you mind if we talk through that kiss real quick?
Yeah, let's take that back and talk through that kiss.
Do some pointers on that kiss.
I do pointers when I kiss too. I do like two pointers at the eyes, one pointer at the butt.
Here's, I want to see.
Yes, I made
one
it.
Pointer in the butt.
I made KJ laugh.
I want to see a 30-second scene.
Okay.
Pointer in the
where
butt.
It's the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a Kiss concert.
Sure.
Aaron, you're talking through the Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the members of Fish. You're Trey Anastasio and Mike Gordon.
Okay, ooh. I'll be Nostalgio and you be Gorbin or
love
whatever.
It.
Ooh. What a convoluted premise.
Yeah. Oh, God, this concert's loud, hey, but I'm going to talk through it.
My name is Gene Simmons.
I'm going to talk through this. Hey, bud, have we ever kissed? I can't remember.
Have we ever kissed?
I get so high at our concerts. They're secondary. You
know, has fish ever kissed at a fish concert?
Throw out plastic bottles.
You know, Trey, Nanastabio, I don't think we have ever kissed.
Well, should we try kissing a kiss? Is that, I don't know, cliche?
What's my name?
Goobles.
Same.
Goobles?
You know, two of the famous fish bandmates, Goobles and Gary? Goobles and Gary?
I got it.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
A keen stamp collector who specializes in U.S. stamps saw an advertisement offering a complete set of early U.S. stamp. Oh, P.S. I guess we're just getting into main riddles.
What? Is this just a main riddle?
I think so.
If it's a main riddle, maybe you should get some lobster with that.
Oh, and if I tear a muscle, it's because I didn't warm up properly.
You don't tear muscles, you scoop them out and then you
wow, this, eat them on this bread. Really is a main riddle.
A keen stamp collector who specializes in U.S. stamps saw an advertisement offering a complete set of early U.S. stamps for a fraction of what it was worth. He quickly bought it. Although it was a genuine, splendid collection and a real bargain, he was angry, not pleased. What was going on?
The stamps were already on letters.
Nope.
Damn it.
They weren't actually American.
They were the...
No, it says the collection was genuine. It was a splendid collection, a real bargain.
And they were American stamps?
Yeah.
Not British stamps.
They had already been licked. Look at me. They had already been licked.
Wow, whoa. Big eyes.
Big eyes.
He bought a copy of Stamped... which is off-Broadway Stomp.
Stomp is off-Broadway.
Welcome, everyone, to Stamped. Thank you for your tickets. I want to let you know that Stamped is past tense. So
and it's just one guy with a broom.
Already happened. And he's legit cleaning. He's like, I'm sincerely the...
That's art, baby. That's art.
Oh, my God. Stamped is just him cleaning. People are like, make noise. He's like, no.
Please. He starts to take out the trash and like, yeah, that's the ticket. And he's like, no, I really am taking out the.
Are you like really trying hard to get stamps.com to sponsor this show? Oh. And so you're doing more stamp oriented things so to bring in additional content?
No, Stomp was 2 hours ago. This is Stamped. I cleaned up.
Past tense.
And you bought tickets. When I saw Stomp, it was at like really late. Like in the deep afternoon on a Sunday, and we had already been
in
New York.
Deep afternoon, like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, evening.
My drama club the had already
afternoon.
Been.
Well, let's all be careful. We're getting into the deep afternoon.
My drama club had already been there for a week, and everyone was so tired, so people were falling asleep in the very warm Stomp Theater, and then waking up with a jolt. You just saw like an audience, people nodding off, and they'd be like, ah, "Trash cans are being banged together."
Yeah, Stomp, I feel like, would be a bad show to nap during.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The worst. Not a pleasant nap.
So Stamped is the past tense of Stomp. Blown Man Group? Is that a fun show to see?
Blown Man Group sounds like a dad's rights organization. Talk to a lawyer. She can't take your kids.
He's got to put...
Aaron is under the table laughing.
She's gonna put marshmallows in her mouth.
Oh my god! Water went through my nose.
One of our live shows. Blown we have to group. Do Stamped and Blown Man Group.
Blown Man Group.
What does
that
is mean? That's me. Blown Man Group.
It's just by all the blue men and they're just smoking cigarettes.
Our opener is going to be Blown Man Group. It just won't be there.
That was really good for me.
It's men in blue paint, smoking. They are talking and they're just like, can you believe that? I'm fucking believable.
So good.
Wouldn't everyone just rather had sex? Yes.
I mean, it was good. It was good, but I would have rather had
no
sex.
No way preferable to sex.
Oh, but if I mean, oh my God.
Aaron and JPC,
I can't breathe.
You are two.
We can't do two scenes before.
Yes, we can. You two are, you're like maybe 13, 14.
Okay.
You live in New York. Your parents got you your first Broadway tickets. It was for Blown Man Group. It's the deep afternoon, and you are talking about just coming from that show.
And we're home. We're in New York alone, right? Or we're with our parents.
You're home alone too.
Gotcha.
Oh man, Times Square is pretty overwhelming, huh? Where should we eat?
Can we talk about what just happened?
I can't.
There?
I can't. I don't think
Aaron,
mom.
Can we talk about what just happened?
I just
there?
Feel like
mom and dad sent us to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they
thing.
Were misguided. They were confused.
They must have known. They must have wanted us to know.
No, no.
Is this about what we did?
Hold on. Just I'm gonna throw up in this.
Because I think that one of us is adopted. And that's why it
you
was
promised.
Okay.
You promised.
Hey,
you never mentioned that again.
On my baby.
Oh, sorry. I thought your baby was a trash can, miss.
That's fine. It's New York. Bye.
You promised you would never talk about that.
Look, okay, what we did was wrong. It was against God, okay?
You know what? I would have rather had sex.
What?
Than what we did.
Hold on. What do you think we did?
Oh. What do you think we did?
We'll both say it on the count of three.
One, two, three. We learned to jump rope. What?
What?
What'd you say?
When we were learning to jump rope, we were hanging our uncle.
Oh, yeah.
I just told you it was jump rope because it's a game and I'm 14 and you're 13.
Who gave those blue men blowjobs? Who gave the blowjobs? Is everything blue?
We have to go backstage and ask. It's the only... we have to go backstage and ask. Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
You're one of the blown men, correct?
That's correct.
I'm sorry, are you crying?
It's just so good.
What was so good?
The blowjob.
The show is over.
Oh, no, but the blowjob was so good.
Sir, we got some questions.
Yeah?
We're two kids from New York. We're home alone, too.
Oh.
And we just want to know, that 2.5-hour show that we saw on stage where you were all dissecting in vivid detail the blowjobs you just received.
Uh-huh.
Was it real?
What do you mean?
Or was it acting?
No, we got blown.
Wow.
Do you see those three people who walked out with blue all over their lips?
Wait.
We were hoping that you'd have some acting tips, because we're having to act at home right now like we didn't do a bad thing.
We learned how to jump rope.
Oh.
We killed our uncle.
We killed our uncle.
What? Uncle Vanya?
We killed our uncle.
Das.
Vanya.
Uncle Vanya.
Well, good job getting blown.
See?
Oh, that needs to be, we need to create our own line of cards, like greeting cards, mm-hmm. and one of them just needs to be, good job getting blown.
Oh, what a romantic card.
Hey, you came up with it.
I know, I'm just saying.
You get 35 cents on
Spencer's
every dollar.
Spencer's gift would sell a good job getting blown card.
I hope to always get that card, but never give it. High fives.
High fives.
My five.
My fives.
Got blown.
Take five. Okay, is there an answer to this riddle?
Yes.
I don't remember the riddle.
Here we go. A stamp collector who specializes in U.S. stamps saw an advertisement offering a complete set of early U.S. stamps for a fraction of what it was worth. He quickly bought it, and although it was a genuine, splendid collection and a real bargain, he was angry, not pleased.
Oh,
so
okay.
After he got the collection, he was very upset.
It's not U.S. stamps. It's Stamps for Us magazine.
Correct.
Yes.
So Stamps from Us magazine, it's also stamps from This Is Us.
Yes. Mm. So he got a full set of This Is Us stamps, which is not what he wanted.
Yeah,
he wanted United States stamps.
I don't know. I give up. Can you give a hint,
US
maybe?
U.S. stamps.
A hint is...
Were the stamps worthless?
What was it?
Were the stamps that he got worthless?
Stamps are worthless.
That's true.
No, the stamps were... it says, it's a splendid collection and a real bargain. So they were very valuable.
Fuck. Did he already have them?
There you go.
He did? He already...
But I need a full... I need you to back that up.
Okay. He was a stamp collector of U.S. stamps. He got a full... It was a full collection?
Mm-hmm. He got it for a fraction of what it was worth.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's the answer? I have no idea.
The man had recently left his wife to live with his mistress. The angry wife had advertised the man's prize stamp collection for sale. He quickly bought his own stamps to stop anyone else from doing so.
Wow. Okay. So he bought his own stamps. He already had these stamps.
I would like to
them.
See a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by stamps.com.
Yes. JPC, you are opening a box of stamps.
Okay.
You are the mistress, Adel.
Wait. I'm the mistress?
You're the man opening the stamps. You're the mistress. You're also there.
Okay. Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
What is it?
These are the stamps from Henrietta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mikey.
Yeah. You know what she did?
What?
She put them all together in one big stamp. Are you familiar with the concept of pogs?
Those are those new creatures in the new Star Wars?
No. Those are
porgs. Yeah, those are little penguins. What?
No. Bethany, no. Those are porgs.
No, porgs are the things in Star Trek where they kind of replicate you, but they have like a metal eye.
You're such
right?
a nerd. You drive me crazy. What? I love you. I love you so much.
I love you.
Are you familiar with the concept of pogs?
Blow me.
I'll give you a greeting card later.
Oh.
Henrietta stamped all my stamps together. I don't let this slide. I'm gonna give her a piece of my mind.
Wait, Mikey. I think I know what this is. Did you know that the word stamp or stamps, did you know that that's an acrostic?
Yeah, for what?
Somebody tell
anybody
my pussy.
Oh, yeah. All right. I guess this is happening. Let me just go ahead.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, I talked through that kid. Sorry.
It's Henrietta. Hold on. I know it's her. Hello? This is Mikey.
Oh, is this asshole?
No, it's Mikey, Henrietta.
Oh,
it's Mikey.
This sounds like a butthole to me.
You pogged my stamps.
Oh, did I pog your stamps?
You pogged my
stamps. I didn't
stamps.
Star Wars animal your stamps. The ones with the big eyes that are so cute with the big eyes.
Those are porgs. I hope you end up in the slammer.
I hope you end up in hell.
Oh, you turn me on so much.
What? I'm going to talk through this kiss. You like that? You like when I talk through kisses?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Did you know that KISS is an acronym?
Shut up, baby.
Knights and Satan said. The perfect crime.
The perfect crime. Talking through a kiss.
Well, let's take a quick break and reflect on the first half of the show.
Okay. And we're all going to write our personal essays about what this first half of the show meant
when
to us.
When is it due?
By the end of this break?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to cheat off JPC. What?
What's that?
You're going to cheat on JPC?
I'm going to cheat off of Adol.
I'm going to cheat on JPC and then off of Adol.
Cheating on someone and then cheating off of someone would be the ultimate cheat.
I did both.
You ever watch A Good Place? Cheaties, the ultimate cheat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hashtag cheaty meaty.
And we'll be back in a second.
Be back. One, two, three, four, eight, nine, go, break, go.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPC, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JPC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
able to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HENSONSHAVING.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are back.
We kissed through that whole break.
And we're going to start with JPC's essay.
Yes, okay.
Who do you think is the best kisser of the three of us?
What's that? It can't be me. I would never bet on myself in a kissing contest.
I mean, neither.
You Adel? Wouldn't bet on me?
I wouldn't bet on you. Or me. Or Adel.
I have very nice lips, but I'm a terrible kisser.
Yeah. I got great lips. I just do not know where to put them.
I just blow air.
You kissing blow
me,
air?
Yeah, kissing me is like kissing like a tire valve.
The easiest way to do this, the easiest non-partial way to do this, non-partial, impartial, the easiest impartial way to do this is to set up a simple survey using SurveyMonkey of all of our exes, collect the data, publish the data. I think the people are screaming, they are clamoring in the streets for the data. We have to let the data speak for itself.
Well, it's a little bit complicated because JPC and I have the same exes.
Yes, and they all live in Texas.
Texas.
How about we do this? The next live show we have, we set up a John Wilkes kissing booth.
I would love to get
okay.
shot.
let's get back into some riddies.
Should oh, we? Good. The show.
Yeah, here we go. Luigi's is an excellent restaurant with a fine reputation.
Okay.
However, one day, all the people who had lunch there were sick. There was nothing wrong with the food. What happened?
If someone doesn't wash their hands properly, they can contaminate all the food. So there's nothing wrong with the food, but poop particles get into the food.
It's the water. Something's wrong with the water. Something's wrong with the cleaning products they've used. Something's wrong with the building.
Is there anything wrong with the things that they use to cook the food? The people.
What?
The people that they use to cook the food.
The food is people. The food is actually, they've been cooking people.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the food because they're people.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating people. I'm just a riddle book advocating for something weird. Luigi's, so everyone who eats there gets sick.
That day, yes.
But there's that
but
day.
There's nothing, well, yeah. So.
Not that night. So all the people that ate there
everyone
that
who
night,
had lunch there was sick.
What
there's
about the deep, deep afternoon?
Deep afternoon, what we're talking like 10 p.m.?
10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
You know, there's pre-afternoon, afternoon, and then
deep afternoon.
Pre-afternoon can still get you pregnant. We don't know. This is tough.
Did I get close with any of my hundreds of guesses?
No.
Really? Seriously.
I don't know.
Adel, you have
you can't
to tell
make an,
me. Did I get close with any of my guesses?
In a corner with his arms folded
Adel,
across his chest
it?
Like an obstinate child.
You stubborn little kid. Did I get it?
No.
Did I get it?
No.
Did
so
I get
stupid.
It?
Yeah.
I got it?
No.
Oh. Did
I
get close?
See a scene. I want to see a scene.
No.
No.
You take two more big bites of broccoli before you get a scene.
No, no.
No, that's you're faking it.
And you were talking to the kids.
No, that's not broccoli. Here comes the airplane.
That's broccolini.
Here comes the airplane, and that's unrelated.
It's
and it's crashing into your mouth.
Oh. I want to see a scene, JPC. You're going to be Luigi, but the Mario character. Aaron,
I mean, he's a Luigi character.
What's up?
He isn't tied to his brother's identity.
Well, they're the Mario brothers, so their last name is Mario.
Yes, there's canonically.
There's Luigi Mario
Luigi
and Mario Mario.
Mario.
That's Mario, correct, Mario. Right?
Yeah, from the movie, yeah. That sucks.
Is it Mario Mario and Luigi Mario? And Aaron, you can have your pick of anyone in the Mario universe. Who do you want to be?
I'm not good at any of the voices.
I need you to pick.
Yoshi.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And you're in a restaurant. You're opening a restaurant.
We're first, opening a restaurant.
You're opening a restaurant first day, and you're nervous.
Yoshi!
What do you mean a Yoshi? I told you to make chicken piccante.
Yoshi?
Yoshi! Look at all this chicken piccante! It's all unassembled!
Yoshi.
What the fuck have you been
Yoshi.
Doing back here? What have you been doing?
Yoshi.
Don't give me those eyes.
Yoshi. 17.
Oh, I guess they met at you. Okay, you got one more chance. See this big pile of garbage?
Yoshi.
Take all the garbage out and put it in the dumpster.
Yoshi.
Oh, what do you mean your back hurts?
Yoshi.
Oh, what do you mean your fingers hurt?
Yoshi.
Oh, Yoshi, you're more useless than lasagna on a trash can lid.
Yoshi?
What?
Yoshi?
You need the afternoon off.
Yoshi.
To go donate a plasma.
Yoshi.
What? Okay, fine, Yoshi. You're taking the afternoon off and you think about what you do.
And we cut to a blood donation clinic.
Yoshi!
Don't be too happy. I have your test results back.
Yoshi.
Well, no, it's not good. We took your plasma and we Yoshi. Ran some tests. I'm sorry?
Yoshi?
My wife?
Yoshi.
Don't you?
Yoshi.
You're a dinosaur Yoshi. And a coward.
Yoshi. Yoshi, 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 Yoshi.
You have bone cancer.
Yoshi?
What was that?
Yoshi?
No, incurable.
Yoshi.
Oh?
Yoshi. Yoshi, 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 Yoshi.
A small penis.
No.
No, I have a quite large penis.
Yoshi, Yoshi.
I give my wife deep afternoon.
Yoshi.
We're still going to take your plasma, but we're going to just dump it into the ocean to make an example out of you.
Yoshi!
You just laid an egg.
I did.
I need you to consult with my co-doctor here, Waluigi.
Wah!
This is a baby.
Sorry, let me remove this baby. Waluigi, would you come in here?
Yes, absolutely. I think a course of chemotherapy is the most aggressive.
I made such an asshole choice to not say real words. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That, for those of you who hate improvisers, do scenes like that to make other improvisers mad.
Yoshi, Yoshi, Yoshi.
I think most people just hate us.
Us three yeah. specifically?
If you hate us, that doesn't mean you hate improvisers.
I think most people are thinking about me all the time, and that's why when I'm walking by a person on the street, I'll say, stop thinking about me!
True.
So, do we have a guess on Luigi's?
Yeah, we had mini guesses, and you just sat there like a smug bug on a rug, nodding your freaking little beard, being like, no.
I will say JPC was closest when he said there's something wrong with the water.
I said that.
Oh, I thought JPC said
that. Nope, I did not. I said that there was poop on people's
hands. We don't give credit to women here. It is a policy. It is written on the wall.
I wrote, believe women, and then I crossed out the B, and it just said, leave women where they are. under the ceiling of glass.
Yes, what was it?
Under the ceiling. So water was closest.
Water was closest.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an amusement park. It's a water park.
That's even closer.
Luigi's is a... He's in a pipe.
It's in Venice.
It's in a pipe, like a Mario Brothers pipe.
No.
So it's water?
Water's close.
Does this have anything to do with washing your hands?
No.
Does it have to do with drinking water?
No.
Cooking in water?
No.
Soup? I don't know.
The pipes?
No.
Raining. It's raining.
No.
It's cold.
No.
There's ice.
The flooded. The whole restaurant flooded. No one actually
closer?
Came to eat. Closer with the whole restaurant flooded?
Now imagine the restaurant's flooded, mm-hmm. and then imagine all the water seeps into the floor and goes below.
To hell? The sub-basement flooded?
The water doesn't go to hell.
Was the sub-pop working?
The restaurant was on a ship.
And the ship sank.
And the ship sank.
And all the people got very sick.
You would be so mad if we read that riddle to you.
All the people got sick from death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know how you get sick from dying?
Do you? Is that really it? It was on a ship and they sunk?
No, it didn't sink. It was just on a ship. So they're all seasick.
Oh.
Okay. This makes sense to me.
One of the sickest times I've ever been in my entire life was right when I was dying.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was so sick.
How'd you get out of it?
I lived.
Oh.
I found Christ's love, and he saved me and pulled me back from the edge.
Mm.
I went on a cruise once, and I was so seasick the whole time. It was unreal.
Where'd you go to cruise?
We were supposed to go to...
Who's we?
The whole ship was supposed to go to...
She got your ass.
Bermuda.
You were dating a whole ship?
Yeah, it was a lot of like middle-aged people.
I would ship Aaron
people.
With a big boat.
I ship it.
Mm, well, yeah. It was exhausting. There was a lot of people in their late 40s gambling, and it's hard to date that type of person when there's 150 of them.
I want to see a scene where Aaron is dating a Carnival cruise ship. JPC, you will play the cruise ship. Aaron, you will play yourself.
Cool.
Wah!
Oh, but let me move this baby. Hi.
Are you coming aboard?
Well, I haven't been coming a lot, so why would I come aboard?
Sorry, I dropped my drums.
Are you looking for Stomp? Because it's over there.
Stamp.
Looking for Stamp.
Yeah, we can't afford Stomp on this cruise line.
And I do have a bindle, so I am a tramp stamp.
Off with you now. Okay. We're all done with you. That's a wrap on you.
I have some fun more things
and
to say.
And that's a wrap on that guy.
And that's a wrap on that guy.
Well,
no.
My name is Gary, and I'm here to say...
Look at all that shoulder work. He is really going at it.
Isolations.
All right, Gary, we're all done with you.
And
all right.
That's a wrap on Gary.
Thank you. That's a set wrap on Gary. I'm
Anyways.
Sorry, you were talking about coming? Scene.
I'm having fun.
I'm having fun, too. Here we go.
Yes.
On a cold winter's day, drivers found that sheep from the fields nearby kept
master
coming...
Sheep.
I'm so sorry? On a cold winter's day, drivers found that master sheep from the fields nearby kept coming onto the road. Coming spelled the normal way.
Yes, C-U-M.
There was no snow, and the road was not warmer than the fields, but whenever the master sheep were ushered back to the fields, they quickly returned to the road. Why?
They wanted to die. It's so cold they want to get hit by cars.
All the bugs from the ground crawled to the top of the ground and started eating their feet.
Wait. Dead stop.
No. You knew as I was saying that.
All the bugs from the ground came out of the
ground.
When
they crawl to the top.
All the bugs from ground.
And then they start eating the sheep.
All the bugs from ground.
And they eat the sheep.
And they eat the sheep.
So you're saying all the bugs from the ground came up to the ground and started to eat the sheep.
I'm not really saying this. I don't know.
Who is this saying it? Let me take off this mask. Rip.
It's me, Addle. There's two.
Yes. This Addle's that old man who runs the amusement park in town.
It's Addle and Waddle.
And you would have gotten away Waddle. With it, too, if it wasn't for you and your frigid dog. Your shrill, shrill dog.
I like that Mario, evil Mario is Wario, so you take the M and turn it upside down.
Yeah.
But evil Luigi is Waluigi.
That's because it's so funny.
So they're just like, well, Wah worked for Mario. Wario.
Yeah.
So let's just take the WA sound and put it in front of...
Yoshi has one too.
Woshi.
Woshi.
Seriously?
Winsess Weech.
Wowzer.
Winsess Weech.
Wodestool. Wodestool.
Oh, I have a lot in common with Winsess Weech.
I would love it if Bowser had an alternate good guy, Bowser, called Wowzer.
Wowzer. Wowzer! I love when Wowzer comes to the party. Wowzer makes every party
He brings so
better.
Much coke. He's so fun.
Wing Woopa, Wowza.
He's so fun. Okay, why do they keep leaving the grass to go onto the road?
Is the road warm because of like cars and friction and stuff?
They're saying the road was not warmer than the fields.
Well,
so the fields and the roads are equal temperature.
They're not freezing over because people keep driving on them. Wanted to see light. There's light on the roads.
The sheep wanted to see light.
I don't know.
Wouldn't they... Just go to Vegas?
I guess so.
Is there a scare sheep hanging in the field that is scaring the sheep into the road?
There is no scare sheep.
Damn. So these sheep are just wandering into the frickin' road. And we don't know why?
I want you two to be, you're two, where is this set? It doesn't say. Where do
Please,
we find the most
detectives.
Sheep?
What's that?
Whales? Where's the most sheep?
No, that's where we find the most whales.
Yeah.
Where do we find the most whales? Sheep? You're a fucking idiot.
I'm trapped inside of a whale. You mean Whales the country? Yes. I'm trapped here.
But I'm also inside of a whale.
I'm the most unlikable person here.
My name's Jonah.
So where
I'm
in Whales?
Whales?
Where are Whales?
So you're in Wales, and you're two detectives, and you're trying to solve this. It's not a crime, but you're just trying to solve why all these sheep are going
to. So we're bored.
You're bored. Well, you're detectives in Wales.
Our prerogative is to solve crimes, but now we're just trying to solve sheep riddles.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
we're
ready.
Just the same two people that we are. Yeah. Gotcha.
You'll be sheep detective.
Sure.
Got it.
And you, private sheeps?
Yeah.
And you answer to a master
we're,
sheep.
We're sheep, though.
Sure.
You're what?
We're actually sheep. We are sheep. We're not just... Okay.
Yeah. All right, Detective Wolf.
What?
What do we got here?
Well, not another murder. That's for sure. This town's so sleepy. Wouldn't it be cool, huh? There's some action, huh?
We keep talking about this. We're not going to frame a person for murder just so we can do something with our lives.
I'm bored. When I became a detective, a sheep detective, I thought, going to be like the movie.
You don't have to say sheep detective. We're sheep and we're detectives.
Well, then why don't I have to say it?
Like a sheep librarian. You're just a librarian.
No, I'm a sheep detective.
I know that you're a sheep. I'm not saying that you're a sheep librarian.
I'm bored.
Fine. We'll kill a sheep.
Maybe I'll just kill you, huh?
What? Oh, yeah? Maybe I'll kill you.
Maybe I'll kill you. You know what you give me for my birthday? Kill someone. Have me solve it.
Fine. I'll kill someone.
Okay.
But if you can't solve it in 24 hours, I get to pick where we go to lunch for a whole month.
Wolf Shepherd in my office now.
Okay.
Clap, clap, clap.
All right, close the door behind you.
Screech!
Okay, kill that owl.
Blam!
All right. Why do you think I brought you two in here?
Because we're sheep.
Because we're the best damn detectives you've got.
Because you're the best damn detectives I've got. And I'm not just talking sheep detectives. I'm talking all detectives.
Well, sure.
Are you going to put us on a person murder?
A what?
A person murder.
A person murder.
I'll put you on a poison murder when you solve the sheep murder that's happened. I heard the two of you were saying I'm going to kill you. You, of course, being spelled E-W-E, which, of course, is another name for some type of sheep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but...
Someone, by the way, got real mad at us in a review for not knowing enough about sheep.
Really?
Yeah, they specifically called that how we didn't know what a U was. They thought it was a review written about us?
What are we, a Broadway show?
A review.
Oh.
It was a review. Written about us.
Spelled like sheep.
Spelled like sheep.
Well, we're gonna solve this case for you.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Chief.
Huh?
Boo. Oh, I mean, bah.
Yeah, that sucks.
We're gonna solve this, or you can have my badge, my gun, and my wool.
You two singing Kid Rock?
Oh, God.
Bah.
And scene.
And sheep.
And sheep. I don't know what the answer
is.
That's the least happy
I've ever been with a scene.
Really?
Just my part.
Have we ever solved a single riddle this episode?
No. Well, we've only had a single riddle.
Yeah.
So why do we think these sheep kept coming out?
The riddle was all married. That's why we're not getting it. That's why we can't get a single riddle. All these riddles are married.
Yeah, these are all married riddles. I could get a married riddle.
No, you couldn't.
I could pull a married riddle.
No, you couldn't.
I could absolutely pull a married riddle.
That's my goal.
Why do these sheep kept coming back to the rope?
I don't know. It's not light.
Is it like a pun? Is it like they were sheep sick or some shit like that?
Yeah, they were sheep sick.
Was it because they're just fucking sheep and they'll follow along with whatever anyone tells them?
No, those are lemmings.
Oh, one sheep, yeah.
One sheep what?
They got herded there.
Once she pops, she don't stop.
Yeah.
The wind was blowing and the wind herded them towards the road. Shut up. Shut up.
No.
I don't know.
You know how when you have a flock of animals and you're scared the wind will take them away?
Okay.
Was the road called a hint?
Well,
I have this
50 head of cattle, but I got to keep them inside because the wind might take them.
Well, that's true of a tornado.
Yeah.
Somebody said something about there not being snow because of the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's partially true because constant motion would keep the snow from accumulating too much, but there's still snow there.
Salt.
Yes.
They want to lick the salt.
The sheep keep coming to the road because they like to eat the salt put on the road to stop it from freezing.
Ah. I thought that the salt that they put on road was bad for sheep.
Blue. Salt is blue.
That's blown. Like meth from...
It's meth.
Yeah. Blown sheep.
I'm blown. Da-ba-dee-da-ba-die. If I were sheep, I were die. We ready for another riddle? How would we do
this? Oh, my God. Great. That's a great idea. Dye the sheep. That way you don't have to dye the wool.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I love it.
You two want to do another riddle?
Well, let's see.
Ooh,
JPC,
Aaron,
what do you have going on?
Yeah. Okay. I have to pick up my dad from prison
sure.
today. He was there to get revenge
on a guard. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you have going on?
I thought you and I could maybe do lunch.
Aaron, it's the deep afternoon.
While digging a garden, a woman unearthed a large metal box filled with money and jewelry. For 7 years, she spent none of the money and told no one what she had found. Then she suddenly bought a new house, a new car, and a fur coat. How come?
How come?
So the only... That was a short story, and then just the riddle is, how come?
Sexually excited.
Well, when the testicles...
Go ahead.
A liquid for the sperm.
This is
to
a
be
murder
carried.
Riddle. So she was waiting for
statute
that person to die, the person who it belonged to. Someone,
7 years
dead.
Is a specific amount of time. Mm-hmm. The 7 years matters.
JPC is right. 7 years is a specific amount of time. Well, let it be known.
I know that you hate admitting it, but sometimes when I'm right, I'm right. 7 years, that's time.
That's time, baby.
Scruff, McGruff, Chicago Elves boys. 7 years is time.
Burp, burp.
Scruff McGruff was a crime dog that didn't want us to do drugs, but if you were a talking dog, you would be doing drugs every day.
Okay, so...
Did you know that there was a baseball player called Fred McGriff, and they called him the crime dog?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they call him the crime dog?
He played for the Atlanta Braves.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But his name was Fred McGriff, and they called him McGriff the crime dog.
Nice.
Okay.
Did he do crimes, too?
Yeah, no. He was a baseball player for 1 month, and then he murdered someone.
He murdered someone and he never paid taxes on
he
it.
Never, yeah, there's no David Justice.
Okay, so she dug up in the backyard.
A large metal box full of...
That's how long it takes for a body to decompose.
Digging a garden. What was that?
How long does it take for a body to decompose fully?
You think I know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
410 days.
In
how
8 hours.
How do you measure a body decomposing? In eyeballs, in skin cells,
in liquid organs. 410 days. Really hard to stretch out that number.
The song isn't called 365 days.
I would have gone 410 days, but you went 410.
Way too fast. Way too fast. Way too early.
What's the past tense rent?
Rented.
Yeah, foreclosed.
Yeah,
rant.
Rant.
Rant. Okay, so you said it was a large metal box?
While digging a garden, a woman unearthed a large metal box filled with money and jewelry. For 7 years, she spent none of the money and told no one what she had found. Then she suddenly bought a new house, a new car, and a fur coat. How come?
Am I getting close with any of my guesses?
Your guesses were... how long does it take to make a body decompose?
No, like, does it have to do with whoever it belonged to, like, waiting for them to be out of the way?
She spent none of it.
She spent none of it for 7 years and told no one about it for seven years.
Did she put it in, like a seven-year CD or something where she, like, invested it all?
Yeah, she was fiscally responsible.
Okay. That's a really good idea, then.
It was like...
she would still have to declare where she got that money, though, or else the federal old Uncle Sam... Barack Hussein Obamacare would start asking questions.
It's like that Stephen King prison movie, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
You can
Shawshank
pay.
Redeemed. nothing to see here.
We need just past tense movies.
Yeah,
movies,
that's this
Broadway
week's.
Shows. Please tweet us past tense versions. Yeah. Has this been done?
No.
No?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
But on Twitter, has it been done?
I've never heard of like Star Wars.
We need the past tense version of any movie, TV show, or book, or play.
Hashtag what?
Hashtag
how do we find it?
Past to the future? No. Hashtag.
Past to the future.
Hashtag deep
afternoon. Hashtag stamped.
Hashtag stamped. Yes. Hashtag stamped.
Cool. Okay. Can you give us a hint?
Was the box important? Was the metal, was the
was
large
the jewelry,
metal box support?
Did she wear the jewelry? Why was jewelry
it
mentioned?
It says nothing about the jewelry except she didn't spend the money.
Mm-hmm. But that's not part of it.
It's not part of it.
The jewelry.
She spent the jewelry.
She spent the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I walked through the
world. Was what she bought the house and the car and everything with, was the money what she bought that stuff with?
Yes.
Okay. So she was spending the money on that thing.
So she found this.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it?
Is it one of these ones where she waited for her husband to die before she spent it all?
No.
Oh, fuck. It's always the other side of it.
Let's see a quick scene. Aaron, you are you found a trove of jewels and money. JPC is your husband, and you're waiting for him to die so that you can have fun with it.
How are you feeling today?
Good. I just fought another gentleman in the yard, duel to the death. 52 now. 52 weeks. Haven't been killed yet in these duels.
Really?
And these truly do make you super horny.
They make, that's you.
But it's...
I'm telling you.
But not
you,
horny enough yet to have sex.
Like, you know when you're horny, but you're still, like, not quite there. Like,
I'll
you're
have
still
to take
a
your
tired.
Word for it. A woman's body is a mystery to me.
You know what might set me just right over the edge, make mm-hmm. me so horny?
Oh, yes.
You know what might make me so horny? Could you drink this?
Okay, what is this? Let's see. Poison.
I feel like that would make me horny. Or you know what? Juggle knives. Oh, I would take my nightie off for a knife.
Ooh, the nightie. Juggling. And then there's only three more layers until I can see bare human flesh. Well, bottoms up, I'll drink some of this poison. Sobe.
Oh, you're going to do it.
Oh, Sobe lizard poison. I love a good Sobe. Sobe yourself. Oh, okay.
How you feeling?
What's that?
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm still horny. I've been horny for 52 weeks.
All right.
Horny as the day I was born. Well, not that day. But I was.
But are you feeling... How's your stomach?
Oh, I could use a sandwich. Is that an offer?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
How about you?
You want me to
all right, you know
eyes?
What you should do? Take mm-hmm. a little nap in the fireplace.
Oh, okay. Should I not use my bed upstairs?
No, it's warm. It's warm in the fireplace.
Well, it's a lit fire.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Take a little nap in there.
All right, I'll just...
Ooh, I have a question. Why are you so dumb?
Huh?
What? Why are you so dumb?
What makes you think I'm dumb, dear? I know every day you send me out to duel that you want me to die. You fed me poison and you want me to sleep in the fireplace. I'm not dumb. I just love my wife and I'll do anything for you. And if that makes me dumb, then I guess I'm the dumbest man alive. But not for very long. Now I'll go sleep in the fireplace.
Now I feel bad.
Don't. If my being dead makes you happy, then I want you to be happy.
You know what doesn't make me?
When I'm a ghost.
Horny. What?
I'm sorry?
What was that?
You're not horny.
No.
Wasine! Oh, I thought of a good one. Past tense book. The Stand would be The Stood.
So you weren't listening to us?
No, I checked out. I was thinking of funny things
you're
to
doing
say.
Stephen King books?
Mm-hmm. Do we have any thoughts on this?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
The metal is part of it.
And it was only money and jewels.
She had to wait for the box?
Was it Confederate money? Was there something with the currency?
Wait, hold up. It had to do with the box? What do you mean?
The box that she found it in.
Yeah.
It had to do with that.
Maybe.
So maybe it disintegrated, like something, the box had to open. She couldn't get in the box. It was glass.
Could she get in the box?
No.
She didn't get the code till 7 years later. It disintegrated.
The box didn't have a code.
Disintegrated.
Did the box open after 7 years?
No.
So it wasn't like a time capsule or something like that.
If it opened after 7 years, she wouldn't have known that it was full of money and
so
jewels.
She did open it when she first got it,
was it
out.
Glass,
saw
it had
that
a bomb.
There was money and jewels. Could she have taken the money and jewels out when she first opened the box?
Yes, and we'll say that she did.
She just didn't spend it.
She just didn't spend it. She told nobody about it. Think about what's at play here. So a box full of jewels and money.
Her garden.
Where do we know this? Where have we...
Pirates.
Yeah, there you go. Now follow up that thread.
Treasure chest.
Pull on that
map.
Thread. Yeah, pull on that thread.
7 years?
No, Aaron, you're undoing my shirt. Pull on the thread of the
Well, there's a thread on there. Okay. Well, now there's just a bunch of threads.
You shouldn't leave
me.
Loose threads on your shirt if you don't want people to pull them.
Okay, so it's a treasure chest. She has to wait till she's safe.
So pirates, treasure chest. Where would you find a treasure chest?
On an island.
On an island.
Okay.
She's follow up with that.
Stuck on the island for 7 years.
Yep.
Oh, she got rescued.
So she was shipwrecked. She was shipwrecked on an island. She found buried treasure. She couldn't do anything with it. Couldn't tell anybody about it. And she kind of made a home and a garden. And then eventually she was rescued. And when she got back to land, she spent her money.
Oh, it did say she was digging in her garden, right?
You telling me that we could have been doing pirate voices for the last several minutes and
you
haven't?
You fucking idiot.
Are you telling me we could have been pirates?
Let's see a scene where the two of you are pirates.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Yeah, actually, now I'm good.
Motherfucker.
I want to see a scene, Adel, where you're a pirate and you're like really leaning into like the cartoonish pirates mm-hmm. and you're just trying to get your whole crew on board to mm-hmm. be like a classical pirate.
And what part of your pirate crew?
Yeah.
Yar, welcome aboard, me crew. Wow. Swab the decks. grab your parrots, put your eye patches on. Oh, we're going to sail the salty seas, yar.
Wouldn't putting these eye patches on decrease the visibility on
right,
the
if you wanna...
sea?
Yar, no, yar, yar. The short answer, yar. Long answer, yar.
I'm a sniper, so I just feel like this would really wreck my specific
right,
focus.
And we yes, don't have and a ton of food, and if we're, like, having a parrot with us, like, isn't that, like, another mouth we need to feed?
Cool, yeah. Let me answer one question at a time.
Not really a question, just kind of a general comment.
Yeah, like a comment, suggestion. Yar.
Maybe a suggestion box would be a good thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Why do you think a pirate hired a sniper?
Oh, I'm just a sniper for hire. I would never question why I was hired. I'm assuming to snipe.
To snipe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yar.
Okay.
Why would a pirate hire whatever you do?
A cook?
A cook?
Why would a pirate hire a cook?
To cook?
Yar.
Oh,
I want
this...
to open up a restaurant on my boat called Luigi's.
It's just a thing of, like, I hired you to snipe and cook, not talk type of thing?
Yar.
Okay.
No.
Do you know what... my favorite food is chicken parmesan.
Not tartar.
I should have said tartar. Do you know what my favorite food is?
Oh, here we go. What?
Yeah. Tartar.
Well, hold on, hold on. Are you implying that we're cutting that part out where you didn't come up with tartar?
Well, I just want to live in a reality where chicken parmesan didn't exist.
It's too late.
Look, look. We want to be on this crew, okay? But
oh,
what other food do you like?
Oh, wait, what else do I like?
Yeah. That's a deep vein.
I like potato.
What's your favorite fast food?
Arby's.
There you go.
And Long John Silver's.
Nice. And see.
Also, I like BK Broilers. And
JPC.
Yes.
I need to see a scene where Alan Alda,
oh boy,
is auditioning for a pirate called Wallen Walda.
What?
Evil Alan Alda.
It's even Alan Alda.
Alda. Wallen yeah. Walda.
And this is just going to be a short.
Gotcha.
I just want to see Alan Alda play a pirate, but I thought it'd be fun to have a lay on that it's evil Alan Alda.
It's evil Alan Alda.
Called Wallen Walda.
Gotcha. All right. Let me see if I can do my. Okay. We're into it. All right. Now, if there's one thing I like, it's booty. And on this ship, we're all getting as much booty as we can mash. Does everybody get what I'm talking
about? Hold on.
I'm sorry? Please don't interrupt me when I'm in my zone.
You gave me an idea.
Okay.
And now I want to see Alan Wilder do a character voice.
Somebody draw that.
Do a character voice for the Nintendo game Super Smash Brothers? Wait, what's the one that's the...
That's right.
Super Smash Brothers.
But Super Smash Brothers. So
and I'm doing a character voice?
It's Nintendo characters, but they're all in the Korean War. And they...
Oh.
And this is a scene you want to see?
Yeah.
War is hell. So pick up that big hammer and smash that toad creature with it. And that's a spaceman, and oh boy, just a bunch of Japanese characters there. Oh, okay. Somebody stitch this guy up. He's bleeding. His organs have ruptured.
Scene.
Okay.
You know what I found out recently?
Is that on MASH, I never watched MASH.
Never
but
watched MASH?
I never watched MASH, but I've never watched MASH. But there's a part in the show where Alan Alda kills a baby, but he's like, I killed a chicken. And then when pressed further, he's like, I killed a baby. The chicken was actually a baby.
What?
Alan Alda on the show killed, on. He was on a bus and he killed, he was like, I made this woman shut her chicken up because it was making too much noise. And then she ended up killing the chicken and got smothered, but really it was a baby.
In MASH, Alan Alda kills a baby?
I'm going to look it up.
From everything I know about MASH.
That's not a comedy.
It was like a dark, dark comedy because it was about the Korean War. Which was not a cool war. It wasn't like a fun punch Hitler war.
Yeah,
World War II is the most fun war.
Like in Cheers when Woody eats that kid. Eats that woman.
Yeah, he eats that woman's kid.
Alan
He rips the... that woman's kid. She comes into the bar and she's like, can kids come into this bar? And Woody eats that kid so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2.5 Men is about that amputating the man's legs off.
Jesus.
I would watch that.
Friends is about just murdering a bunch of Quakers.
It's in the last episode.
What?
After more questioning, Hawkeye remembers telling the refugee to make the chicken be quiet, and then the woman killed the chicken.
Was the baby's name Chicken?
So the woman killed the chicken.
Yes, but it was the baby. He made a woman kill her own baby.
Wow.
If you tell, hold up.
That's why they call him Hawkeye.
If you tell somebody to quiet their kids down, and then the parent kills the kid, you didn't murder them.
That's true.
It was a repressed memory. Oh, and there were refugees.
Yeah. I remember telling a parent at Chuck E. Cheese, because I was there supervising. I was a shift supervisor. I said, you better shut that kid up. And the parent shut them up in an attic for 4 or 5 years.
Oh,
and that
no.
was on me. I felt bad about that, but that was on me.
Anyway, sorry to share that. That's disturbing.
Is that why you're wearing that shirt? Because you worked at
Chuck E. Cheese? Yeah.
It says Chuck E. Cheese, more like fuck me, please.
So go to tpublic.com/heyriddleriddle and pick up a fuck me please
Chuck E. Cheese more like fuck me please shirt. We will have them up as long as we are not being sued. Once we get a lawsuit, we will cease and so we'll desist.
We will double down.
We will double down. Here we go. We got another riddle. This one says a mother told her 6-year-old daughter that her pet dog had been hit by a car and killed. The little girl burst into tears. Half an hour later, the mother said the dog was quite well and that it was all a mistake. Why'd she do that?
She said that the dog had been hit by a car.
She told her 6-year-old daughter that her pet dog had been hit by a car and killed. The little girl burst into flames, burst into tears. Half an hour later, the mother said the dog was quite well and that it was all a mistake. Why'd she do that?
She was wrong.
She wanted to make sure her daughter could cry.
Yeah, this is a psychopath test.
Why?
Because the daughter wasn't listening to her.
The daughter needed to cry because she ingested poison through her tear ducts. And the only way
she drank some lemonade and had to piss
she
up
had to flush
she
out
had
the
to flush out the poison.
Was
she
trying
to cry.
She was trying to make her daughter cry? That was the goal. Yeah. The mom was trying to make the daughter cry.
Yeah.
For attention, to get out of something. She went, okay, in order to get out of this thing, I got to make you cry. But you're not a good enough actress.
Girl, I'm going to make you cry.
You're not a good enough actress. You have to actually pull from
It was to audition for E.T.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen that audition? The little boy's audition for E.T.?
No.
It is insane.
He's good?
Yeah.
YouTube search.
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's amazing. What does he say at the end of... at the very end of the audition, whoever's running it says something like, yeah, that's it, or something like that. Anyway.
He says, yeah, that's it.
The kid's got it.
That's the ticket, baby.
Yeah, he says, that's the ticket, baby.
JPC, what's the past tense of E.T.?
Bruto?
E2?
E2?
E2 Brutus?
E2 Brutus?
But go on YouTube.
F-U.
E.T. F-U.
Yeah, because
the way Aaron said that was like
it's
F-U.
Right.
She worked through it.
E
got
comes
it.
Right after F, and then
E before
U
F
comes right after
two.
T.
F-U.
That makes sense. E-T. KJ?
No,
E-T,
Aaron,
F-U.
You don't have to fight for it. We agree with you. It's
oh, what
good.
If
it's
a
it's
phone
but it's not because it's F-U. It's because E comes right after F, or F comes right after E, and then U comes right after T.
No, we got it.
What if instead of E.T. phone home, he said E-T-F-U?
E-T-F-U.
F-U-E-T.
But go to YouTube and search that kid's Elliot's audition.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, because the kid starts to cry.
Oh, yeah. He's crying like the whole time.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg at the very end says like, he does say like.
He says, that's the sizzle and here's the steak. And he hands the kid $10,000.
To go buy him some steak.
Uh-huh. And then that guy grew up and he's in House on Haunted Hill. And he's fine.
Yeah, it's, oh yeah,
he's
didn't
just
have,
fine.
He didn't
probably dad.
He's
fine.
What problem. Happened? Why is he bad at acting?
Because he was only meant to act as a kid.
Mm.
So in House on Haunted Hill, he acts like he's 7 years old.
It's embarrassing. You were only meant to act as a kid.
Okay, so she needed to get her daughter to cry for some reason.
Yeah, but we got it. I mean, we basically got it.
Oh, okay.
She's auditioning?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a commercial for Ovaltine and stuff.
So this is apparently based on a real story.
Oh, wow.
The story reportedly concerns a youthful Shirley Temple. Her mother told her the lie that her pet dog had been killed in order to induce real sadness and tears for a movie scene, which was about to be filmed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a postscript here. It says that when she said her dog was killed, it was actually a baby.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was a repressed memory.
Yeah, it was Alan Alda telling Shirley Temple.
That's crazy.
Your dog's been killed.
That's ultimate stage and it mom was terrifying.
I mean, what year was that with Shirley Temple? That must have been 2015.
Animal crackers in my soup. One of the animals is my dog. My dog is dead if it's animal soup. My dog is in my animal soup.
KJ, isolate that, put it at the beginning of every porn. That's the new intro to porn.
Everyone's like, oh, I'm not horny anymore.
Welcome to Intro to Porn. This semester.
Put down your genitalia.
Pick up your pens.
Pick up your pens.
Put them up your butts.
Put down your penis. Pick up your pins.
I would take that class from you.
Intro to Porn.
JPC, you got anything to butt plug?
What do I want to butt plug? Just a couple fingers up in there. No, I would like to plug my Twitter. You can find me at JPSoFly. You can also find me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Well, you will see pictures of spaghetti, not the food, my dear boy.
You can follow me on Twitter at AddleBubbye. It's spelled like it sounds.
Addle, bye-bye. And that's the parody account that you run of the David Spade character from the SNL sketch where people are deboarding a plane. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Bye-bye. Rough-bye. You can check out other episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle that are...
Wow! That's the first time we've ever plugged that.
That are on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. You can check out Sibling Specular, Hello from the Magic Tavern. And I not only want people to tweet hashtag stamped with past tense pop culturisms, but also I want people to make any celebrity into a evil Nintendo character.
Oh, yeah.
By adding a WA in front of their name.
Or just, I would love fan art of the evil version of all three of us.
Will you make Waddle, Waypee-wee,
Waypee-wee,
and Wear and Weef?
Waypee-wee!
The P is still there. It's just Waypee-wee.
Waypee-wee. But I want people to tweet or on Instagram. To add a WA to anyone, and what hashtag should they use? Willens? Like villains?
Yeah, villains with the V, Willens. Yeah.
Love it.
But should it be, but just WI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I want to.
But don't tweet Willennium.
Too many people use that
hashtag. Too many people use the hashtag Willennium.
Willennium.
Which is the best Will Smith apple.
I want to plug the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram and Twitter. Find us at Hey Riddle Riddle. Follow me on my Instagram, AaronKeefe10, and message me if you ever want any free tickets to any of the shows I'm in.
Ooh.
I'm giving those out like candy.
What if we do a Hey Riddle Riddle tour and then everyone just messages you for free tickets?
Well, don't anything except Hey Riddle Riddle shows.
Yeah, actually, every other show that happens, Aaron, you fucked us.
You fucked us.
Oops, sorry, and goodbye forever.
Oh, God. Well, I guess I'm moving to...
Jupiter!
And Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Addle Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Mary Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.